Welcome to Cox Law Case Briefs, a quick legal update from Cox Law PLLC in Brandon, Florida. I'm here to break down a recent Florida appellate decision that anyone who owns, manages, or visits commercial properties should know about. Today, we're looking at McWhorter v. ESA, a premises liability case out of the Second District Court of Appeal. We've titled this one, Battery Case Blues. Here's what happened. After a Tampa Bay Rays game at Tropicana Field, a fan named McWhorter was walking through the stadium rotunda on her way out. A security guard had been carrying a metal battery case, about 6 inches high and 14 inches long, used to power a metal detector. He set it down on the floor to pick up some trash, walked away, and never came back for it. The rotunda was well lit. The battery case was sitting right there in the open. Four people walked past it without any problem. But McWhorter, walking just behind them and looking to her right, caught her toe on it and fell forward. The trial court granted summary judgment for the defendant. The judge found the battery case was open and obvious, so no duty to warn existed. The court also found no breach of the duty to maintain the premises. But the second DCA saw it differently, at least in part. The appellate court affirmed on the duty to warn. The case was visible and not concealed. No warning was required. However, the court reversed on the duty to maintain. This is the critical distinction. The second DCA emphasized that the duty to warn and the duty to maintain are two separate obligations. Satisfying one does not automatically satisfy the other. Citing Miller v. Slaba, the court noted that a landowner should anticipate that harm could occur despite the invitee's knowledge of the danger. Just because something is visible doesn't mean it's safe to leave there. A security guard leaving a tripping hazard in a high-traffic walkway right after a baseball game, even for less than a minute, could breach the duty to maintain. The court noted that legal duties and premises liability are highly contextual and remanded the case for trial. So, what does this mean for you? If you manage commercial property, stadiums, shopping centers, restaurants, you cannot rely on open and obvious as a blanket defense. Even when a hazard is visible, you must proactively remove it. If you've been injured on someone else's property, this ruling reinforces that you may still have a claim even if the hazard was visible. The question is whether the owner failed to maintain a reasonably safe environment. If you have questions about a premises liability case in Florida, Cox Law PLLC is here to help. Email us at webquestion@coxlawpllc.com or call 831-685-8600. This has been Cox Law Case Briefs. The information in this episode is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Listening to this podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship. Every case is different, and you should consult with an attorney about your specific situation. Thanks for listening.